First of all, I would like to thank all of you and the respect ulamas who have come here to celebrate this sacred occasion. Hussaini Association of Calgary is really thankful to all of you, those of you under this severe weather condition could manage to come here. Hussaini Association was formed in 1982, and since then it has been a society which has tried to unite and participate with the activities of all Muslims. It's not only Muslims, but Christians, Jews, and all other communities. We are always along with them for the any cause of humanity. I really want to thank you all once again that you could manage to come here today. I feel myself misplaced among the learned children and ulamas to say few words. I tried not to, but Dr. Naved insisted that I should say a few words because the people are gathered here and they want to listen from all the people here. We are gathered here today to remember Imam Hussain alayhi salam, the grandson of a holy prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Imam Hussain sacrificed his life to protect the principle of Islam and the teaching of Holy Prophet. It is therefore the responsibility of all Muslims as well as the entire humanity to remember Imam Hussain for the sacrifice that he and his family made. Imam Hussain had many characteristics that are great lessons for all of us today. Imam Hussain's characteristics are obedience, bravery, and leadership. He fought bravely in both the big jihad, Jihad-e-Akbar, and the small jihad, Jihad-e-Asghar. Imam Hussain was a great leader, and through his action, taught us many lessons and morals. Imam Hussain, who sacrificed his life and the life of his entire family to object to injustice and tyranny, that is zulm, and thus he became immortal and a symbol of justice, sacrifice, loyalty, and upholding the principle of truth. This great sacrifice rendered by Imam Hussain has drawn a clear line between the forces of truth and the forces of evil. In 61 Hijri, when Yazid, the son of Muawiyah, declared himself the ruler, Caliph of Muslims, he started destroying all the principle of Islam and all the teaching of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He also demanded allegiance from Imam Hussain. Imam Hussain acquainted the community with the power of truth and submission before the Lord by refusing to accept and certify the evil regime of Yazid. The Battle of Karbala took place on Muharram 10th in the year 61 Hijri of the Islamic calendar. In Karbala, one side were the supporters and relatives of Imam Hussain. Supporters and relatives of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. On the other side was military detachment from the forces of Yazid. Imam Hussain's group consisted of notable members of Prophet Muhammad's close relatives. The event of Karbala reflects the collision of good versus evil, the virtuous versus the wicked, the collision of Imam Hussain versus Yazid. The cold is. Imam Hussain was a revolutionary person, a righteous man, the religious authority, the Imam of Muslim Ummah, the representative of his grandfather, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Imam Hussain's main concern was to safeguard and protect Islam and guide fellow Muslims. On the other hand, the staying power of the rulers Yazid depended solely on the might of the sword. They used brutal force to rule over the Muslims, even by all possible illicit manners. Karbala proved to be a clash involving the truth versus falsehood, right versus wrong, belief versus disbelief, oppressed versus oppressor, faith against brutal force. Imam Hussain, till the last moment, even after all his companions, brothers, son, kith and kin had been killed, appealed to the evil forces of Yazid to realize the wrong they were committing by fighting him. Imam said he was ready to forgive them, but they kept on shouting for his surrender. The Imam refused, saying that such a thing was impossible. He will never submit to oppression, nor will he acknowledge the un-Islamic and unethical rule of Yazid. Karbala is the cruelest tragedy humanity has ever seen. Yet the startling event in Karbala proved like a powerful volcano.